Finally today, President Trump might be restricting American trade and travel to Cuba, but the island still exports its rich tradition of jazz and Afro-Caribbean music, led by people like singer Daimé Arocena. The world's Maria Muriel caught up with her on her U.S. tour.
Daimé Arocena strolls on stage barefoot, beaming as her band primes an audience in Boston for 90 minutes of Cuban jazz. Her head is wrapped in a white turban, and she wears a white dress, the color of Santeria, an Afro-Cuban religion born out of European Catholicism and West African Yoruba rituals brought to Cuba by slaves.
Santeria is the base of Cuban music, basically. Every single rhythm comes from the bata drum, so even if you are not singing a chant of Santeria, if you are playing Cuban music, there is a link with Santeria.
Elegua is a haunting track off her new album, Cubafonía. The Santeria link is evident here. At 23, Arocena is a new voice in a growing chorus of musicians influenced by Caribbean Yoruba traditions. She joins Ibeyi, the French-Cuban sister duo named after a deity, and New Yorican rapper Princess Nokia. Even Beyoncé has evoked Yoruba imagery, dressing like the goddess of fertility in her maternity photo shoot and her Lemonade music videos. But Arocena's relationship to Santeria is different.
In my case, I'm a practitioner, so there is a stronger connection. But at the same time, I don't push myself to write Santeria's music because I'm not a real knowledge about it, being honest. My link with Santeria is more musical. I fell in love with Santeria music before the religion.
She's a classical composer and director trained in Havana. She says she grew up around Santeria. Her parents practiced the religion, but she never paid attention to it. Then she entered a music contest.
I was looking for making something interesting and Cuban and pure to mix Cuban influences with classical music. And it was the moment that I discovered the treasure of Santeria's music.
This song, Elegua, is named after the Santeria god of crossroads. Arocena says Elegua can open up good doors and close bad ones, or vice versa. Cuban Laura Arocena is bringing on tour at a time when President Trump tightens Cuba policy. She isn't very political, but she does have one message for the president.
He's welcome in my house to discover Cuba, get a better idea about us.
For the world, I'm Maria Muriel.
And you can see Arocena's video for this song, Elegua, over at PRI.org. That's it for us today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Carol Hills. Back tomorrow.